Ephesians chapter 1, and Ephesians here in the first verses here, all the way up to 1 to 14, Paul is saying, hey folks, you don't have to pray about this, you already have it. You have been chosen. Is that right? You've been selected and you've been accepted. You're saved. And then he says, you are sealed. You're secure. You already have all of that in Christ. You don't need to pray, you know, every day, Lord, save me. Lord, accept me. Lord, you know, hey, I hope you select me. I hope you seal me, secure me. You already got it. Live like it. Is that right? It's yours in Christ. Aren't you glad that once you get saved, that the devil can't take you to hell ever again? You need to rejoice in that. And he selected you. He chose you. We don't deserve it, but it's wonderful. He's chosen us from the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1, 1 to 14. It's tremendous. And then we've been selected, we've been saved, and we've been sealed. And now he says, now let me pray for all of you for all these other things. And that's the rest of it here in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 23. Ron, come and read it for us, please. Ephesians 1, 15 to 23.
If you would, please, stand with me out of respect for God's word. And then follow along as I read verses 15 through 23 of Ephesians 1. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Thank you. You may be seated.
It's neat to see that they're praying here in Ephesians chapter 1, and that it is exciting to see that they are in the faith. And he says you already have the faith in verse 15. And God has allowed our church to be preaching the Bible and to stay true to the Bible for all of these many years. Amen? Amen. Y'all need to know that. And we're going to continue doing that. And it's your faith. And then it says in verse 15, for the love of all the saints, that is the key to our church, is the brotherhood, the oneness, the unity, the togetherness. I just love to see it's like coming to a family reunion. You know what I'm saying? It's the family. And it's we're global with our outreach, but we're local. And even when people move away like the Genshaws, there's closeness. And they stay. They're family. And it's pretty neat to see that. Keep that. We've had it for 36 years, and I want to keep it for another 36 years. And as I said, when I'm old and Ronnie's still young, and I have my cane, and she's looking great. Oh, there she is. There she is. It's, you know, to see y'all together and growing and happy and enjoying the Lord and staying true to the Bible will be the thrill of my life. And that is something to realize, to be here for 36 years and to realize what God has done. And it's just been miraculous. Only God could do it. Is that right? It's your faith and your love, and that's what builds Grace Bible Church for the last 36 years, and we're going to continue to do that and to say, God, keep it going. Keep it going. This year, we're claiming it to be the prayer, the year of prayer. Pray 2019. Our first month is January here. We want you to pray for Pastor Kyle and I, and you have to pray for our dear wives because they got to put up with us, okay? And our children, we have Krista here with us. We had Andrew with us last week, and we always have Tim with us and all the kids. So pray for them and Everly. But we want you to pray for us. This month is us. Is that good? I need your prayer. Pastor Kyle needs your prayer. We need wisdom. This is a year of transition. This is a year of blessing. This is a year of joy and a year of prayer. And so we desperately need your prayers. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. There's only two texts in the Bible that it's in Colossians 4, verse 2, and Ephesians 6, verse 19. And it just is given there. And these are verses where Paul says, pray for me. Pray for me as the preacher. Pray for me as the evangelist. Pray for me as the missionary. He says, now pray for all of you, but pray for me. And it's very important here. Colossians chapter 4, I hope you're with me, verse 2, it says, continue in prayer and watch, stay alert, be persistent in the same with thanksgiving. We need to thank God for the 36 years that God has blessed and His hand of blessing, and it's been a privilege, a humble privilege for me to be here. Verse 3, it says, with all praying also for us. Right there. You know, he's talking about other people, other believers, but right here he says, I want you to pray for me. Now, in Ephesians and Colossians, where is Paul at this present? What is his circumstances? Where is he abiding? Where is he staying? He's in jail. It always amazes me. If I were in jail and I was telling you to pray for me, what would be my first prayer? I'll take a pizza, you know. I'll take pepperoni, you know. These jails are dungeons. These jails are cold. These jails have rats running around. These jails are terrible. They're sick. It's terrible. What did Paul and Silas do in jail? They sang. One of the few mentions of music in the New Testament is they're in jail singing. And I trust if I ever get in jail that I'll be singing and praising. He's in jail. And he says, now I want you to pray for us. I want you to pray for us. This is the only prayer request he gives from jail and for the preachers and things. It says this, that God would open unto us a door of utterance. Huh? That God would give me chance to witness. Now, Paul was sitting here, and a different soldier came in every 8 hours or 4 hours and sat with him, and he was in there. He got to witness to almost the whole garrison. Many of them got saved. That's where he got in Ephesians. He's sitting there and looking at this soldier, and when he takes off his armor, he's just a regular dude. But when he puts on the armor, woo, he's a warrior. And he says, now Christians, put on what? The whole armor of God. That's where you get now the helmet and the breastplate and the feet and all that. He just tells you, now put this all on and you'll be victorious. And that's where he got that. Here he says, now I want you to pray that I have open doors of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, that he can save Gentiles, that he's the Savior of the world. He's the sin sacrifice given, started in the Old Testament, fulfilled in the New Testament for all people. And he says, pray for me for utterance. Pray for me for open doors. I want you to pray for Pastor Kyle and I, that we have open doors of witness, that we have open doors of counsel, that we have God moving through us into the people we're touching. Amen? We need that. That God, you know, we just don't want to waste our time talking to this person. We want God to make it happen. We want God to make encounters. And you pray for open doors of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am called in bonds here. He's an ambassador, an emissary, a representative of Christ, but he's in jail. He's in bonds. That I may make it manifest, make it clear as I ought to speak. You pray that I have opportunities, and that you pray that I have the right words, and that God empowers them. Huh? That's our prayer request. I want you to pray for us that way. Everybody turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. Another text here on the pastors, on the leaders, on the elders. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. Everybody there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12, it says, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know," isn't that a good word? To know "them which labor among you," okay? This word means appreciate. This word means to value, to respect, to recognize their position. Don't ignore it. It also could say, pray for them. And we request your prayers to know us, to be a part of us, to join with us, to know them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord. We're guiding you. We're your shepherds. And I trust these 36 years you've realized, wow, to lead, I've tried. In the next years, in the next 36 years, Pastor Kyle is going to be your shepherd. And that is neat to push it there and to realize, wow, he's over you. He's looking. He's just trying to see, just make sure you don't trip or make sure you're not wounded, to cleanse your wounds. He's your shepherd. And admonish. He's going to admonish. He's going to give you spiritual guidance. Verse 13, "And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, their office, their calling, their diligence, their faithfulness in preaching God's word, their teaching, their admonishing, their exhorting, their watching over your soul." And I've been privileged to have y'all to bless me in all of that. And pray for us. And the last part, "And be at peace among yourselves." You know, get along, find common ground. And he says, that's for the brotherhood. And it's so neat to realize, we need your prayers. We need God's wisdom. We're just but men. I remember when I came 36 years ago, I can you believe it? I was more energetic then than I am now. Okay? Mrs. Rutherford, how many remember Dorothy Rutherford? Dorothy Rutherford. I was getting something. I was planning something. I would always get it started and then run about 90 miles an hour into it, okay? And she said to me one day, she said, "Preacher," she says, "if you would just slow down just a little bit and let us come along beside you, we might get on board with you." That was the best advice I ever got. And I have another one of Mr. Lindahl. And I was fixing something over here one day, and he came in. He was always here working on something. And he saw me laboring on something, and he said, "Don't you have something better to do?" I hope you know what he's saying. We were to give ourselves to what? To prayer. Don't you have something better? That always reminds me that he's right. There's nothing wrong with me working. You know, if you ask me to work, I'll say, "I have something better to do." No. No. But it is important that the prayers of the brothers and sisters for the pastors, January is our prayer. Put up the next one there. January is to pray for our pastors. You're going to see this sign everywhere in our church next Sunday. And February is for our deacons. Do our deacons need prayer? They definitely do. Good men, good men. And all of our teachers from nursery all the way to senior citizens. Amen? All of our teachers. And then all of our different ministries. We have some great ministries going on here. And then all the members and attenders. I haven't figured out what to do after May, but we'll figure it out, okay? But it's kind of neat to 2019 is pray. I want you to be there. In your bulletin, everybody open your bulletin. On the back of your bulletin is this picture. Put up the next picture. In the back of your bulletin, I want everybody to find it. 31 scriptures to pray for your pastors. Everybody find it? We put it in there. Do you know why I put it in there? How many days are in January? Okay, 31 scriptures to pray for your preacher. When you look for it, we put one misspelling in it. No, we got this from somebody else. But it has one misspelling. It's kind of funny. But you won't find it till day 31. I'll give you a hint. I want you to pray. This is a good little thing, okay? This is simple. Is this pretty simple? Scripture verse and a prayer. Scripture verse and a line. We need all your prayers, and this is how you can pray for your pastors, and that is very, very important to understand that and realize that's good. Joel Mansfield's going to come at this time. Put up the next slide. Joel's going to come and pray for Pastor Kyle and I. I would love for all of you, while he prays, that you pray for us and do it every day in the month of January. Amen? Are you with me? Very good, Joel. Let's go.
So it's a proud thing. I've spotted the misspelling right off the bat, so... Or maybe there's more than one. This pastor was asking me to pray. I looked at Acts 20, where Paul is saying goodbye to the people, and he reminds them of their position amongst, as he speaks to those elders, those ones that had charge, he said, over the flock to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood, Acts 20, 28. And so be reminded that these men have been called to be our local shepherds. And that is, I believe, a direct line of responsibility to our Lord and Savior, who purchased this church with his own blood. That doesn't give them an inside track. They are sealed with the Holy Spirit, even as you are. We cannot look at them and say, well, they need to be better than us. We all need to be better together and walking and maturing in Christ. So let's pray for them diligently, not only at this time, but every day. Father, we do thank you for your love for us, for the gift of gifts to the church as we look out amongst our body and realize that it takes everybody to do their part to cause the church to function. And Lord, in your sovereignty, you appointed elders, pastors, to work amongst a flock locally so that there might be a visible presence of leadership, guidance. Lord, we are all prone to wander, so help us to be diligent in our walk. We pray that you might bless these men, Pastor Fisher, Pastor Grant. Lord, you've given them great responsibility before you. We tremble for them, but also rejoice that you have gifted them to our local assembly to use their talents, their knowledge, and you have blessed that they might be able to dedicate themselves full time, as we refer to it, in devoting themselves to studying the Word, to prayer, to counsel. Lord, they wear a lot of hats. I pray that you might bless each responsibility that they carry upon their shoulders, and that indeed you might bless their wives richly, help them to know they are so important and special to this church, that their gifts to their husbands being a team is so obvious. I just pray that you would guide and help these men to be excellent in their fathering, in their parenting, in their grandparenting, as the case may be. Lord, that you would cause them to be examples to all of us, but also to help us to be examples to them and to work in harmony. Lord, thank you for your grace. It is so obvious. Help us to be appreciative of that. Lord, as we look at this list before us of to pray daily for our pastors, I pray that you would prick our minds and our hearts to be diligent in doing that. As we approach this new year of 2019, we might make it an individual goal to do this every day this year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ephesians chapter 1, let's just look at it again. Ephesians chapter 1, this month we are praying for our pastors, but all through the year we're going to be praying for the church. And Ephesians chapter 1, it just says here, verse 17, verse 16, he says, pray, pray. Verse 17, he says, I pray for you that God may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of him. We need to pray for one another that God gives us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Amen? That is so important that we pray for our pastors. I need your prayers. Pastor Kyle needs your prayers. But we each other need each other's prayers. And we need to pray that, this was Paul praying for everybody, that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation and the knowledge of him, that you know him and know him and then act upon that with wisdom. In verse 18, that you will know, that I like that word, that you'll know the hope of his calling, that you will experience that and know that hope, and you realize, I have it, that you have it with confidence. And when you fall, you get up. When you sin, you grab forgiveness. When you get in the flesh, you get out of the flesh and get back into the spirit. That you have that hope that he's with me and he's guiding me and he's going to take me all the way to heaven. And then it says, verse 18, that you may know the riches of the glory of his inheritance to all the saints, to all the holy people. That he's not only given you hope, you're on your way to heaven and you're going to make it. And you need to have that, because man, you don't deserve it. Man, you don't think about it. And do you wonder why, how, why? I wouldn't, if I was God, I wouldn't save me. But he's God. And he prayed for them that they would have the wisdom, that they would have understanding in the word, that they would have hope, that they would know the riches of the inheritance of all of God's people, because this is what he gave to them. That's what we need to pray for one another every day. And we want that. This month, I want you to pray for us. Next month, for the deacons. But I want you every day to pray for your brothers and sisters. The church. The church. It's not a building. It's not a building. It's you. And he wanted them to, man, be wise in God. Be knowledgeable of God. Get to know more and more and more. Then get that hope so strong, that confidence so strong that nothing shakes it. And then get the riches of his glory, that heaven will be worth it all. You might get taken advantage of down here, but in heaven, all wrong is going to be made right. And you go, wow. And you have that confidence. It gives you joy, gives you peace, gives you blessing. And you realize God's here. Verse 22 and 23, it just says that Jesus is the head over the church, and the church is His body, the fullness of Him. And Jesus is the head, and we need to follow Him. You pray that Pastor Kyle and I follow Him. He's the head. Very important to understand that. And then He fills the whole body. He's in all of us, huh? So we need to be filled with the Spirit, filled with the Spirit of wisdom, revelation, hope, glory. And Jesus is the head, and I'm going to follow Him. And that is so important that we grasp that. Take your papers up again. Take your little papers up. Let's look at 19. 19 is the year of prayer, is the year of transition, is the year of blessing, is the year of joy. And in 19, Pastor Kyle and I are going to swap months preaching. He's going to preach a month. I'm going to preach a month. And so pray for us there as we do that. The teens are going to plant camp in Utah. It's half camp and half missions trip. It's going to be great, but pray for it there. And then on September the 15th, we're going to have a vote on Pastor Kyle to be the next senior pastor and me to be pastor emeritus. Whatever that is. And to realize that God, it's mainly His assistant. And to catch that, what God's doing. And then if that vote goes through, He will take over March 1st, 2020. So that gives us 6 months to get everything lined up. Gives us 6 months to bring on a new youth man. It gives us a lot of time to do some good things. And so it's kind of neat there. Pray for that. That is something you need to pray for. Very, very much. And then Pastor Kyle's lined up a revival here with evangelist Aaron Coffey, and it has some outreach into our teen world here and to the public schools. He's going to get into the public high schools and the junior highs, another realm that we've not done. He comes with what kind of music? Irish music? Irish music. I'm Irish, so it's all right. But that's kind of neat to catch that, to realize that's 19. God's going to be here in 19. You be here. You pray God's power down upon our church in 19. Every day make a bent, because I'm going to pray for Grace Bible Church every day in 19. Amen? That's our commitment. And we got to make that and got to say, God, help me. Help me. Because that's what it's all about, to realize that God, You're God. And Acts chapter 11, verse 21, put it up there, that it says that God, You come down, have Your hand to come down on Grace Bible Church every week in 2019. God, show up. That Acts 11, verse 21, it says the power, the hand of the Lord was with them. And then in verse 23, it says the evidence of God's blessing was known, was visible. And God's been with us for 36 years. He's going to be with us for the rest of it. And in 19, we're praying, God, come down, come down. And that is so important. Put the next slide up there. That I want you to catch this, that you're going to see this everywhere. See the rainbow? See the rainbow? See the rainbow? I took this picture. And I was driving up one day, and the rainbow was brilliant right over the church. I've always wanted a picture with the rainbow over the church. And you realize, wow, God's here. God's here. God's here. Pray 2019. Amen? Pray 2019. Every one of us, every day. Teenagers, children. Is that right? Come on. Pray 2019. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. How many this morning say, preacher, I'm going to commit myself to the best of my ability to pray every day in 2019 for Grace Bible Church? Would you raise your hand? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Amen. 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 Everybody, come on. I commit to it to the best of my ability. I might forget a day or two, but we're going to do it. We're going to pray down God's hand of blessing upon Grace Bible Church this year. Anybody else that didn't raise their hand would like to be included in that? Anybody else? Teenagers, children, I will pray for Grace Bible Church every day, 2019. So important. If you're visiting this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you're amongst a bunch of people who love Jesus and humbly know Him as Savior. And don't leave without talking to somebody. Don't leave without getting one of our tracts called Peace, Purpose, and Joy almost on every table. Call us. Talk to us. You need to be part of our church family. And let Him show Himself with blessing this year in 2019.